Okay, praise the Lord that we had a wonderful Christmas celebration last night.
感谢主，我们昨天晚上有很成功的圣诞庆祝晚会。
It was wonderful.
也是非常的恭喜。好。
Especially to those brothers and sisters, and especially youth and children that participated. Very, very, very nice program last night. I want to thank you for all for you for that.
尤其对那些弟兄姐妹跟青年人跟儿童们能够将这个节目展现到我们的昨天晚上，非常谢的感谢。
This is a surely a season of rejoicing.
这确实是一个欢乐的季节。
As we're busy preparing for the seasons right now between the holidays.
现在我们正在忙着准备我们这个圣诞佳节的时候。
And let us not forget the true meaning of Christmas.
让我们不要忘记圣诞节的真正意义。
We're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是来庆祝我们的主耶稣基督的诞生。
He is the true meaning of love. He is the true source of love.
他是爱的真意，也是我们爱的来源。
He loved us in the past, the present, and forevermore.
他过去爱我们，他现在爱我们，他将来也是爱我们。
Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神,
we thank you for this wonderful day.
我们为今天我们现在感谢。
Allow us to come close to you.
你让我们能够靠近你。
Allow us to experience your love.
让我们能够经历到你的爱。
You're the true source of love.
你是我们爱的来源。
In this world, we heard that there are so many evil things happening.
我们今天看到很多这个邪恶的事情发生。
We don't really know why you allow things to happen like that.
我们不知道为什么，也不知道为什么你允许的它这个事情发生。
But I know that you are in control.
但是我们知道你是掌管一切的。
Allow us to love others just like you loved us.
让我们能够爱别人，就像你爱我们一样。
Open our hearts today so that we can listen to you.
张开我们的心，让我们今天能够听见你。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，祷告也是奉主名求。
The other day, I came across an old Peanut comic strip.
在前几天前，我刚好看到这个花生漫画。
Lucy is reclining on Schroeder's piano.
这个 Lucy 是在靠近这个 Schroeder 的钢琴上面。
And Lucy said, "Guess what? If you don't tell me that you love me, you know what I'm going to do."
Lucy 说你猜，假如你不告诉我说你爱我的话，你知道我会怎么做吗
？I'm going to hold my breath until I pass out.
我会停止呼吸，一直到我昏倒。
Schroeder looked at her and said,
这个 Schroeder 这个看着他说。
Breath holding in children is a very interesting phenomenon.
他说，在小孩子在练习这个停止呼吸是一个很有趣的现象。
It could indicate a metabolic disorder.
它可能是指的是你有新陈代谢的问题。
A 40 milligram dose of vitamin B6 twice a day will be helpful.
当你使用这个40毫克的维他命 B6 的话，两天一次的话，对你有非常大的帮助。
I think that's probably it. You need vitamin B6.
我想一定是这样，你需要这个维他命 B6.
You might also consider eating more bananas, avocados, or beef liver.
你可能或者考虑要吃更多的香蕉、鳄梨或者是牛肝。
Ah, that's it. You need more chopped up liver.
我想这应该是这样。你需要更多的这个切的牛肝。
Lucy had a big sigh and said,
这个 Lucy 叹了一口气，然后说
，I ask for love and all I get is chopped up liver.
我要求爱，但是我得到的就是配一个这个切的牛肝。
Did it ever happen to you?
你有这些有没有发生在你身上呢
？You ask for love and you get chopped up liver.
你要求爱，但是你得到的反而是这些被切块的牛肝。
Ed, did that ever happen to you?
我以为你没有发生过。
So what exactly is love, anyways?
所以那爱到底是什么呢
？And how do we measure love?
那我们怎样来衡量爱呢
？There's love of material things.
我们知道对这个物质上有了爱。
And there's also love between a husband and a wife.
然后也是夫妻之间的爱。
And there's love between a parent and a child.
然后以及父母跟小孩之间的爱。
There's love of friendship.
然后你在朋友之间的爱。
And of course, there is the unconditional love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，我有主耶稣对我们无条件的爱。
There are so many different kinds of love. It could get very complicated.
有这么许多不同的爱，所以让我们变得很复杂。
But how about think of it this way? It's self-love versus selfless love.
那我们来考虑这个，就说啊，自我的爱跟无私的爱。
The first is commonly referred to as the worldly love, and the second, the latter, is commonly referred to as the true biblical love.
自我的爱是一般来讲是说我们属于世界上的爱，第二个就是无私的爱，是在谈到这个圣经上面所说的爱。
Yeah, most people think of love as the experience of nice and warm feelings.
假如许多人就是体验到这个爱，就是有关于是很好的感觉，或者是很温暖的感觉。
Even romantic desires.
甚至罗曼蒂克也希望这样子。
Many times in a movie, when they say "I love you," they really mean "I love me and I want you."
在电影上，很多有人讲说我爱你的时候，事实上他们指的是说我爱我自己，而我要你。
And this is the exact opposite of true biblical love.
这个刚好是跟圣经上的爱是刚好是相反。
Biblical love is self-giving, not self-seeking.
圣经的爱是自我给，而不是自我寻求。
Biblical love is the demand of me, gift of myself.
圣经的爱是要求我们把我们自己给的。
Where can we find a better illustration of true biblical love other than the passage written by Apostle Paul?
我们在哪里能够找到一个最爱的最好的表现？我们就能够从这个使徒保罗所写的这个圣经里面得到。
First Corinthians chapter 13 is also known as the love chapter.
哥林多前书十三章也可以说是被大家所推至叫做爱章。
This is certainly not only the chapter in the Bible that speak about love.
这里不只是在圣经里面谈到有关爱。
First John chapter 4 is another great example.
在约翰一书第四章也是另外一个的例子。
In that chapter, the word love was mentioned 27 times in 15 verses of the scriptures.
在这章里面有提到爱这个字是在这个有27次，在这个15个经节里面也提到27次的。
The most concentrated of the word love in the entire Bible.
这是在整个圣经里面提到爱这个字是最多的。
So the topic must be very important. Apostle John definitely wants us to remember.
所以我们可以知道使徒约翰要我们知道这个爱这个是一定是非常重要的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the most known chapter in the Bible.
而且哥林多前书十三章是在对所有的人来讲是非常熟悉的章节。
It is often used, but not practiced.
是很多时候大家常常用，但很少能够例行出来。
It is often preached, but seldom listened.
许多时候被讲到，但是大家很少真的听得进去。
It is often read in weddings, but soon to be forgotten.
也常常在婚礼的节庆上里面被念出来，但是很快就被忘记了。
The Apostle Paul established a church in Corinth during his second missionary journey, and it was described in Acts chapter 18.
在《使徒行传》八章里面，这个使徒保罗在第二次的这个他的传道旅途上面建立了哥林多教会。
In the beginning, the Christians there were very passionate about the gospel, but over time, the passion began to fade.
刚开始的时候，在当时的基督徒对于这个福音是非常的热心。但是呢，过一段时间之后，这个热心就慢慢的失去了。
Their passions were washed out by social tides.
他们对这个福音的热心呢，被这个世俗的事情能够变成消失。
The Christians were bogged down in committees, agendas, programs, personal interests, and rules.
在那时候的基督徒忙着就是这个什么集会啊，或者是事情，或者是节目啊，或者是个人的兴趣上，或者是一些条理上面。
Does that sound familiar to you?
对大家是不是很熟悉的呢？
They drifted away from the source of love.
他们也渐渐远离这个爱的源头。
They lost the first love of Jesus Christ.
他们对主耶稣失去这个原先的爱。
The bad news at Corinth finally reached Paul in Ephesus.
当这个坏消息终于啊，这个从哥林多这些坏消息终于达到保罗，那当时他是在以弗所。
There were disagreements among the members in the church.
在当时，这个哥林多教会有彼此之间有不同的意见
，hurting the unity of the church.
对于这个教会的合一啊，有很大的伤害。
And in chapter 12, it described Christians use spiritual gifts for selfish reasons.
在第十二章里面谈到，当时的基督徒用他们自己的这神的这恩赐啊，用在自己的身上。
For self-edification rather than for the benefit of others.
为自己的成就，反而是没有为其他啊供大众的益处。
They thought that they were so gifted.
他们认为他们自己是非常有恩赐。
Paul in chapter 13 explained the right way of using those spiritual gifts.
保罗在十三章里面特别提到，就是怎样正确的使用你们的恩赐。
He wrote in the last verse of chapter 12, which says, "And yet I will show you the most excellent way."
在十二章的最后一节，他那个讲说，我把最妙的道指给你们。
The most excellent way is to love from your heart.
最妙的道就是你从你的心里面能够爱别人。
Moving on to chapter 13, Paul first emphasized the importance of love.
然后保罗在十三章里面特别强调就是这个爱的重要。
He then defines love by what it is and what it is not, the do's and the don'ts.
他定义了爱是什么，爱不是什么。
Ending with the love's quality of permanency.
而且最后是结束于爱，执行爱的品质。
Paul said, "No matter how gifted you are,"
保罗说，不管你是多么的有恩赐
，No matter how knowledgeable we are，
不管你有多么的知识
，No matter how faithful we are，
或者你多有的信心
，No matter how willing you are to personal sacrifices，
或者是你愿意在在个人的牺牲上
，Without love, you're a bunch of noises。Resounding gongs and clanging cymbals.
如果没有爱，你就像许多的杂音一样，鸣的锣，响的拔一般。
How many of you play musical instruments here?
多少人能够弹这个音乐？
Only the youth raise their hands. I admire you because I do not. I play the guitar a little bit, but that's not really a musical instrument.
我很佩服你们，但是我不会这个弹乐器。
Do you have any gong players here?
有没有人这些鸣的锣的这个会打锣的
？I ask myself how difficult can that be playing the gong, right?
我有时候问自己说，为了弹锣到底有多么困难呢
？You wait for the right moment and then you hit it straight into the middle, right?
所以你等着在适当的时机，你就这个打击一下。
I was so wrong.
我是错的。
I checked on the internet, but actually there's a lot of theories and techniques that you could use.
所以我在网络上去找，确实是有很多的理论跟实际的动作需要。
So if you played wrong, the sound is not pleasant at all.
当你击打错的时候，那个声音是听起来是很刺耳。
Same with playing the cymbals.
就像你打那个拔一样。
If you strike it wrong, the sound is clanging and it's not pleasant.
当你击响错的时候，那个声音就是很非常的刺耳。
So Paul said, "Without love, we are just a bunch of noises."
所以保罗说，没有爱，我们就是像许多的杂音。
Without love, we are nothing.
没有爱，我们不是什么。
And we gain nothing.
我们没有爱，我们没有益处。
So let's see how Paul described the definition of love in verse 4 to 8.
那我们来看保罗怎么样来形容爱，在这个第四节到第八节。
He listed the do's and the don'ts.
他把这个要做跟不要做的把它列出来。
So I asked Paul to explain, and the first thing out of his mouth is love is patient.
保罗第一次就第一个事情上所提到的就是说爱是很有忍耐。
Actually, that is true because I'm prone to impatience.
我想这个是对的，因为对我本身来讲，我是没有耐心的。
How about you?
你们呢
？I hate to wait in line.
我很讨厌排队。
I'm selfish and I want it now.
非常自私，我要的是马上的。
Even worse, I hate people cutting in line in front of me.
更讨厌的是我讨厌别人来插队。
Especially on the highway.
特别是你在这个在公路上开车的时候。
Now, patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We all know that from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
我们从加拉太书五章第二十二节知道这个忍耐是这个圣灵所结的果子之一。
While impatience is a fruit of selfishness.
同样的，这个没有耐心就是自私所结出的果子。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久忍耐。
When someone wronged us and we have a chance to take revenge, but we did not do it, that's patient.
当别人对我们是有错误的时候但是呢我们没有报复的话，这就是个忍耐。
Never, never, never retaliate. Never return evil for evil.
绝对不要反击，也绝对不要抵恶。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says, Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
在以弗所书第四章第二节特别提到说，凡事谦虚，温柔，忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Patience requires both faith and humility.
忍耐需要这个信心跟谦卑。
It requires that when things don't go right according to the plan,
他需要我们说，假如你计划中所想的，他是不是按照你所计划中所想的，的时候。
We believe that God is working all things for good, as is written in Romans chapter 8:28.
同时，我们相信在罗马书八章二十八节讲到，就是万事是互相效力。
Love is kind.
然后爱是有恩慈。
Look it up in the dictionary, you'll find two words describing kindness.
当你在从字典上你查出这个恩慈有两个不同的定义。
You know what the two words are?
你知道那两个定义吗
？Kind. It's good and generous.
就是好，同时是慷慨大方。
Are we being kind to others?
我们对别人好吗
？Are we being good and generous to others?
我们对别人好，同时对别人大方吗
？My wife made a comment on me the other day.
我太太有一天对我讲到一件事情。
She said, "People should be mellower as they age."
她说，人当你年纪越大的时候，应该是越成熟，或是越敦厚。
But why are you going the other way?
那为什么你刚好是走的相反方向呢
？You're grumpy and stubborn.
你是非常的乖劣，也是固执。
Remember what Paul said?
记得保罗说呢
You need to be patient, right? So I was very patient.
记得保罗讲的，他说你需要有忍耐，所以当时我是有忍耐。
How many of you have seen the movie Grumpy Old Man?
有多少人看到这个乖劣的老人
Yeah, we're kind of aging ourselves, right? Yeah, Grumpy Old Man some time ago. But how about the movie Pixar Up?
或者是一个电影，就是飞飞。
Seen this movie?Okay. Now that's a grumpy man right there.
那个就是一个怪癖的老人。
And I'm a grumpy man? No way, of course I'm going to deny that.
我是一个怪癖的人吗？当然我是否认的。
But you know what? One day I walked by the mirror, I look at myself, and I saw a grumpy man.
有一天当我对着镜子看着，我看到是一个怪癖的老人。
I was frowning without even noticing it. Like this, I mean you're frowning.
我看着镜子，我发现我是愁眉苦脸的，我自己都不知道这件事情。
I didn't like that one day.
我一点都不喜欢。
How can I be kind to others when I look like that?
当我自己是那么愁眉苦脸，我怎么对别人好呢
？And then my wife said, "How about try to smile a little bit?"
那时我太太对我说，你会是不是要尝试这个微笑呢
？A gentle smile, smile with your eyes, that kind of smile.
我轻轻的微笑，或者是你眼睛有带着微笑那个样子。
Smiling will soften your grumpy look.
当你笑的时候，能够把你这些怪癖的这个慢慢减轻。
And she was right.
她是对的。
And smiling is a good way to show kindness to others.
而且微笑是对别人表现好的一个方法之一。
Love does not envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
When someone is better than you, what is your reaction?
当别人比你好的时候，你的反应是什么？
Love will prompt us to say, I'm delighted for him, I'm happy for him, and he's God bless him.
假如你有爱的时候，你会这么说，我对他很高兴，我为他，这个有这个比我好高兴，因为神祝福他。
And jealousy, on the other hand, will prompt us to say, it's not fair. I deserve better than him. He's so lucky.
但是嫉妒在另一个方面呢，会让你说，哦，这个是不公平的。我觉得我应该比他更好啊。他是因为是运气的。
So jealousy wishes ill for those that who are better than us.
所以嫉妒呢，对我们来说，是我们对比其他比我们更好的时候，我们希望他们变坏。
But you know what? There's always someone out there smarter and better than us.
但是我们记得在其他地方总是有人会比我们更好。
Love does not boast, it is not proud.
爱是不自夸不张狂。
And if we have a coin with jealousy on one side,
当我们有一个铜板之后，有一面是骄傲的，一面是嫉妒的时候，
And bragging will be actually on the other side of the coin.
在那个纸币的另外一面呢，就是吹牛或者是夸耀。
Jealousy is wanting someone else has that we don't have.
嫉妒是我们在别人有的时候，我们自己没有。
Bragging is making other jealous of what we have.
吹牛或者自夸，就是我们对别人说，是让别人来嫉妒我们。
Jealousy puts others down.
嫉妒把别人踩下
，while bragging puff us up，
吹牛把你自己提升。
Do not be arrogant. Everything that we have comes from our Lord.
不要有傲慢的态度，因为我们所有的礼物是从神那边来。
Love does not dishonor other.
爱是不羞辱。
Love is polite and has good manners.
爱是有礼貌的，而且有好的态度。
When we are filled with the true godly love for another person,
当我们对别人有真正神那种神的爱的时候，
we just want to treat them right with respect and common courtesy.
我们会对待别人是正确的，是尊敬的，有礼貌的。
And yelling, screaming, slamming doors, as such, are no longer acceptable behaviors.
当喊叫、尖叫，或者是大力的关门，这些就是没办法接受的行为。
Love is not self-seeking.
爱是不求自己的益处。
John Piper said it well. Selfishness seeks his own private happiness at the expense of others, but love seeks his happiness in the happiness of the beloved.
John Piper 曾经说过，自私呢是建立在这个别人的痛苦上面，那爱是寻求在你所爱的人的快乐上。
Love is self-giving, not self-seeking.
爱是给而不是求自己的益处。
Love is not easily angry.
爱是不轻易发怒。
How many times we overreacted to situations and we regretted it?
多少次的时候，我们对于我们自己的过多的反应产生懊悔呢
？It often took a long time for us to repair the damage.
很多的时候，它是需要很长的时间来恢复原有的关系。
We need to slow to anger.
我们必须要慢慢的生气。
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Here in Greek, it means keeping a ledger or a journal.
在这个希腊文上面，它意思就是说，我们需要有一个账目或者是一个日志。
A ledger is important in accounting, in finance, in business.
在这个账本上，这对于这个会计或者是在这个商业呢，或者是在财务方面是非常重要的一件事情。
But in personal matters, it is unnecessary and harmful.
但是在对个人的事情上面是不需要的，而且 是有害处的。
Do you update your little secret journal every time someone wronged against you?
你自己常常是不是 在你日志上面记载说啊，当别人对你不好的时候呢？
Do we keep a ledger book of our wives and our friends?
我们啊，有对我们朋友之间有没有存有这些账簿吗？
If we do, I highly recommend you to find that book and toss it into the fire.
假如你有的话，你应该是把这书找出来，然后把它丢掉。
Love is so powerful that it will erase all records of wrongs.
爱是多么有大的能力，它能够把所有的这些错恶处能够除去。
We should forgive and forget.
我们必须忘记跟原谅。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not compromise truth.
爱对真理是不妥协的。
Because of love, we need to point out the truth.
因为是爱，所以我们必须要指出真理。
And Jesus Christ is the truth.
因为耶稣是真理。
Because of love, we need to spread the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to our unbelieving friends.
因为爱，所以我们对那些还不相信的朋友，应该告诉他们主耶稣基督的好消息。
Love and truth always go hand in hand.
爱跟真理永远是在一起。
Love without truth is hypocrisy.
当然有爱，但是没有真理的时候是虚伪。
Truth without love is brutality.
当有真理但没有爱，这是残酷。
Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱乃是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Do we have an unbelieving friend, an unbelieving child, parent, or friend?
我们有没有一些还没信主的朋友小孩子，你配偶或者是父母呢？
Having trouble spreading the gospel to them?
你对他们是不是有对传福音上面是有困难吗？
Apostle Paul says, "Love endures all things and will always perseveres."
使徒保罗说，爱是忍受所有的事情，而且他能够永远的坚守。
Never give up. Never treat failure as final.
不要放弃，对于失败，不要把它认为是。最终的事情。
Love will never stop loving.
爱是永远不停止。
In verse 8 through 13,
当第八节到第十三节，
Paul clarified that one day all the spiritual gifts will cease.
保罗说，当有一天这所有的恩赐会停止。
All the knowledge will pass away.
所有的知识会过去。
But faith, hope, and love will remain.
但是信望跟爱会存留。
When we come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们跟主耶稣基督面对面的时候，
faith and hope will cease because they are realized and satisfied.
当信跟望是会停止的，因为我们在当时它已经成就了。
But love will continue. It will continue in heaven. It is permanent and forevermore.
因为爱会仍然继续，因为在天上仍然继续，因为它是永远，而且是无穷的。
Therefore, love is the greatest of these.
所以爱在这三件事情它是最大的。
Brothers and sisters, are we ready to give up self-love?
弟兄姐妹们，我们准备，你已经准备好要把你自私的自我的爱放弃吗？
And follow Apostle Paul's teaching to grow our love deeper towards one another.
然后跟随保罗所的教导，然后我们对于的爱，对我们别人的爱能够有愿意的，有更深的成长。
I think it's easier to love someone than you like.
对于你喜欢的人是很容易产生爱。
But how can we love someone that we don't like?
但是我们对我们不喜欢的人，我们怎么对他有爱呢？
Also, when we love people, will they take advantage of you?
当我们爱别人的时候，他们会不会采取这些对我们的益处呢？
I came across this poem the other day and would like to share it with you.
有一天我看到一段诗，我跟大家分享。
People are often unreasonable and self-centered. forgive them anyway.
当人有时候是没有理由或者是自我的时候呢，你啊忘记他们。
If you're kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives, but be kind anyway.
当你是呀有恩慈的时候，但是别人控告你，或者是说你别有用心的时候，对他仍然是有恩慈。
If you're honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway.
假如你是诚实，那别人有时候说欺骗你的时候，对他们仍然一样是对他们啊诚实。
If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway.
当你有感到快乐的时候，别人可能是嫉妒你，但是呢，你还是一样维持快乐。
The good you do today may be forgiven, may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway.
你所做的好事可能那明天就忘记了，但是呢，仍然继续做好事。
For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
所以你告诉你，因为在最后是你跟神的关系，从来不是你跟其他人的关系。
And it's not how well you do compared to others. It is between you and God.
不是来比较你跟别人做多好，乃是你跟神之间。
Therefore, do not judge others.
所以我们对别人不要有审判的心。
Mother Teresa once said,
Mother Teresa 这样说。
If you judge people, you have no time to love them.
当你对别人审判的时候，你没有时间去爱他们。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，
I challenge all of us to put our actions on our radar screen.
我对大家来挑战，让我们采取行动。
How many times we exhibit the fruit of selfishness?
多少的时候我们表现出这个自私的果子呢？
Being impatient, unkind, jealous, boastful, self-seeking, and being angry at each other.
多少时候我们没有耐心，没有恩慈，嫉妒，自夸，自求益处，或者是生气发怒呢？
How about make it our top priority to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit?
让我们把就说能够表现这个圣灵的果子，把它放在最高的优先。
By the way, that grumpy guy in the Pixar movie Up,
在这个电影这个飞向天空这个怪癖的老人。
Deep down, Carl was a very warm and loving husband.
在生命在太太心里面认出，这 Carl 这个人是非常温暖的，是有一个很有爱心的丈夫。
Carl and Ellie try to save up for the trip to the Paradise Falls, which is their dream adventure.
Carl 跟 Ellie 想要就是说存钱，因为他们想要到这个乐园瀑布，这个地方是他们所梦想所要去的地方。
But other financial obligations arose, preventing them from doing so.
这是因为其他经济的财务的原因，防止他们能够采取这个旅行。
Just as Carl and Ellie, who are now both old people, finally seems to be able to take their trip.
当他们老的时候，这个 Carl 跟 Ellie 准备这趟旅行的时候呢？
Unfortunately, Ellie got sick and passed away unexpectedly.
很不幸的，这个 Ellie 就是生病，结果过世了。
Leaving Carl living by himself.
所以让着这个 Carl 这个人自己独居。
Becoming bitter and cranky and missing his wife dearly.
所以他变成比较有苦毒怪癖，而且他非常的思念他的太太。
The movie ended with Carl not bitter anymore.
电影的最后的结局是 Carl 他变成心里没有苦毒。
He fulfilled his childhood promise to Ellie after all those years.
他成就了他在年轻时候对他太太所承诺的事情。
Are we spending our time wisely on earth?
我们在世上，我们怎么样很有智慧的使用我们的时间吗？
We have limited number of days on earth to love. Why can't we start today?
我们在世上的年岁是有限的。为什么我们不现在开始就对去爱我们的人呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
亲爱的父神，我们对你所赐我们的，我们非常感谢。
For us to come before you and to be faithful to you.
让我们能够来面前 能有忠心。
Allow us to learn so that we can be a better lover.
让我们的对别人能够成为有更多的爱。
Just like the love of Jesus Christ.
就像我们这样，就像主耶稣爱我们一样。
In this holiday season,
在这个圣诞的季节。
As we prepare ourselves for the holidays,
让我们在准备庆祝你的诞生的时候。
Allow us to understanding the true meaning of love is from you.
让我们真正了解，从你那边真正了解的爱的真意是什么。
And we sincerely pray for those that got hurt over the weekend.
我们正对在这个过去上周所发生这些的家庭，我们真是为他们祷告。
We cannot understand why such a terrible thing can happen.
我们没法想象为什么这个悲惨的事情会发生。
But we all know that you're the Lord, the healer.
但是我们知道主你是医治者。
We pray to you.
我们向你祷告。
We thank you for this time.
我们为现在时间献上感谢。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们乃是奉主名求。
Amen. Amen.